From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. These daily newspapers offer local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. NWAOnline.com for more information.
KUAF is supported by Urban Jungle Tropical Plant Care and Rental, offering a variety of indoor plants and planters for home or commercial spaces. Urban Jungle serves Benton and Washington counties with maintenance-free, month-to-month care and services. More information is available at 466-5033.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the band Elephant Revival stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio this month to talk about their instruments, their social causes, and play some music. We'll hear three songs from the band in advance of their performance tomorrow night at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
First, Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox has struck down Arkansas's voter ID law. The Pulaski County Elections Commission brought the suit challenging just one provision of the 2013 law added in February by the State Board of Election Commissioners. The suit argued the State Board overstepped its authority by implementing a rule not contained in the legislation granting absentee voters additional time to show ID. Pulaski County Commissioner Chris Burks says it made sense for Judge Fox to examine the entire law.
The court looked at the law and said, yes, I've been asked to rule on this part of the law, but in considering this part of the law, I have to consider the whole law and the Constitution of Arkansas. So I think the ruling really reflects fidelity with the Arkansas Constitution.
Burke says he expected the ruling would strike down the entirety of the law and that any further changes to election law should wait until after the coming primary election.
It's important to consider how do you practically administer elections? And if you have a ruling taking down the entire law, then you have a stay, I think that promotes confusion. So, I think the order today was very clear, and you want to promote stability within the law. You don't want confusion. So I would hope that we can just go forward under the old law and not have the 595 be put back in place with a stay pending appeal.
Burke says he believes the ruling, finding the voter ID law presented an unconstitutional barrier to voting, helps safeguard Arkansans' rights to vote. Republicans pushed for the law last year and overrode a veto by Governor Mike Beebe, saying voter ID legislation was needed to prevent voter fraud.
The Arkansas Supreme Court says it will not reconsider its decision to reject a $1.2 billion judgment against a pharmaceutical company accused of improperly marketing an antipsychotic drug. Justices last month overturned a Pulaski County ruling that favored the state. In a 4-3 decision yesterday, the court turned down a request by Attorney General Dustin McDaniel to consider the case again. McDaniel reacted to the decision in an interview with Talk Business and Politics.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm certainly disappointed because the rationale that the court used was completely new and foreign to the case, an issue that was never raised by any of the parties over the last 7 years. And they now create, in every case in Arkansas, the potential risk of malpractice for lawyers because they say you can no longer trust what's printed in the law books. The law that we've been litigating has been printed in the red leather books for the last 21 years, and no one ever questioned it.
McDaniel also says the court's interpretation of the law in its decisions undermines more than 170 years of precedent.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has the reputation of being a results-oriented court. They get whatever result they want, and they craft the law to match what they want done. And in this case, they came up with something that no one had even argued. It undercuts the credibility of our court, and it completely takes away from the Attorney General the ability to ever go after a drug manufacturer, no matter what they did or how guilty they are. In this case, the drug manufacturer pleaded guilty to a federal felony and paid $2.2 billion in fines, and I'm told we're never allowed to prosecute them or anyone else.
McDaniel says the court was wrong when it said the state misapplied a Medicaid fraud law in its case against Johnson & Johnson. The state had claimed the company didn't properly communicate the risks of the drug Risperdal and shouldn't have marketed it for off-label use. The company argued there was no fraud and that Arkansas's Medicaid program wasn't harmed.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman remains in the hospital today as he continues to recover from heart surgery earlier in the week. Senator Bozeman has been in stable condition since the emergency operation to correct an acute aortic dissection. Yesterday, doctors moved the senator from the intensive care unit to a private recovery room, and Senator Bozeman was conversational with family for long periods of the day and able to walk frequently with the help from medical staff.
State health officials and legislators discussed the greater-than-projected cost of the private option yesterday during a meeting of the Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committee. Steve Schramm with the actuarial firm Optimus worked with the Department of Human Services on enrollment stats for the private option. Schramm said the demographic of the private option has skewed 2 years older than projected. He also argued that the higher-than-projected monthly cost of $24 per person would come down in the future.
The emerging experience from other states is actually that the later enrollments are younger than the earlier enrollments. And so I believe because of Arkansas's pre-enrollment process, we may have masked that somewhat. So it's reasonable to assume, based on other states' experience, that in fact this may be the high point of the average age.
Health officials stressed to legislators that the private option program is relatively new and that age demographics and costs will continue to change as the health profile of the overall private option enrollment shifts. In the meantime, the federal government is expected to allow for adjustments in cost to continue paying for 100% of the program until after 2016.
Bentonville's Tree and Landscape Advisory Committee will give away trees to city residents tomorrow. 120 trees, including bubblegum redbuds, kiefer pears, and superior plums, will be given away beginning at 9 tomorrow morning at Lawrence Plaza on Northeast A Street. Those seeking free trees will have to provide a photo ID and utility bill for proof of residency in Bentonville.
Road work this weekend will cause some lane closures in Springdale. According to the city, roadway repairs will require the closure of both inside lanes of Huntsville Avenue for 500 feet east and west of Henshaw Street. The closure will last from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. A work zone will be set up to divert traffic to the outside lanes of the area while the pavement repair is being conducted.
Also this weekend, in and around Fayetteville, the Joe Martin Stage Race. While road race segments of the event will take place today and tomorrow and put cyclists on roads as far south as Rudy and Figure 5, Sunday's race will take place throughout downtown Fayetteville, and there will be some street closures and detours on Sunday as well.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night closed out the home series against Springfield. The Nats lost to the Cardinals 8-2. The loss puts the Naturals at 6-14 on the season. The Naturals hit the road tonight to begin a four-game home-and-home series against Tulsa.
Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 50s throughout the region. Sunshine tomorrow, highs around 85. And for Saturday night, cloudy, 20% chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm in northwest Arkansas. 30% chance of rain for the Arkansas River Valley. Lows tomorrow night, very pleasant, around 65.